115? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we start the next piece of Gemara, B'zeh Shem. We'll have to do another time the summarization of Rashi. We did the end of Shir yesterday. Very hard factors that emerge. So we'll have to go over that another time. The four different shittas in Amoraim. We'll go over that another time. We netter. Let's see the Gemara here. B'daf Chesem and Beis on the bottom. The Gemara says Beferish Ameimar Bishmei. What Ameimar Bishmei the Rapopo. See the Gemara inside. Go ahead, Ari. Read the Gemara, please. Go ahead. See the Gemara inside. Go ahead. Bless you. Amar Ameimar. Ari, have the Gemara. Let's begin. Come on. Amar Ameimar. Gemara Bedaf Chesem and Beis. Okay, let's see. See the Gemara. You do both. You're talented enough. I have enough confidence in you. Let's see the Gemara.
Amar Amimar. Amar Amimar. Amar Mishmeder of Papa. Lo Nisho Finish Kafle Eloi Bistra Vidoy Tarbo Umbala Bistra.
Amimar said the name of Papa. Lo Lischof. Lischof means don't invert. Don't invert. Kafle the flank, Ilovi Bisra, on another piece of meat. Please get this, Natan, we're not in Seder. So please listen attentively. But Maimar says in the name of Papo that a person should not put the ksalim, the flank, where there's a lot of chalev stuck on the kidneys, the back part of the animal. Don't put it on another piece of prime meat, steak, that has been prepared. In a manner that the chalev is stuck to the ksalim, is munach klapei mata, letzad habasher shetachtov. Because the doiv, what's the doiv? What's the doiv? Doiv means it draws, drips, tarba, tarba is chalev, the fat that if you have cards, ubala bisra. The doiv, tarba, ubala bisra. That the fat, what draws, and the basar will accept the chalev, and you're going to be in big trouble. Yes? So Amemer says not to do this. Now the question at hand that I want to begin with is, what exactly is Amemer mentioning this example for? Why doesn't he just stam say? Why doesn't he just stam say, let's get fancy? Why does he have to get fancy and don't fold it? Why can't he just say, don't put the chalev on the basar? Why does he say it in such a fashion? Why does he say it in such a manner? Lo yaniyah chelev agabe basar. Just say it very simply. Why does he have to be fancy? So the pshat is, and I want you to get this, is because it was the derech of butchers to spread chelev of the flank on the meat in order to beautify it, in order to make it nice. And therefore, lemaisa, Amem was mentioning what the derech of the olam is. And if you look in the Rambam, in Ichos Macholos, the Surah of Perek Dalid, he also writes of such anhagin. He writes of such anhagin that the anhagin is that we what? That they used to what? They used to spread the chalev over the fat in order to beautify it. We mentioned something yesterday. I didn't mention it in Shir. Please get this down, everything. Oh my, so where is everyone, the people that are late? On a Thursday, you have to be mad. There's got to be akpanin. There's got to be akpanin. Yeah? What? Please get the cloud. Hilchos Shabbos. Come on, the beds. We're trying to get people to tell it. Verbally. The verbal. Verbal, of course. What is the din? What is the din? Ein Sviya Balchlin. You ever heard of the din of Ein Sviya Balchlin? You're not allowed to dye food. Ein Sviya Balchlin. Is that what Ein Sviya Balchlin means? No, it doesn't mean that. It means there's no Isser of Tzviya on food. Ein Sviya Balchlin means there's no Isser of Tzviya on food. That's what it means. You follow me on this din? The Gemara says they used to try to make the meat red in order to make it attractive salt. That's an Isser of Tzviya. Because if you're making the Tzviya for the food for consumption, then it's mutter. But if you're doing it for any other reason for decorative purposes, then it's a problem. Please get this down. Ein Sviya Balchlin means that it's mutter. Simin Shin Chaf. In Uchel Shabbos. Ein Sviya Balchlin. Everything we say you must know. Ein Sviya Balchlin. There is no issur of tzviya when you do it for consumption purposes. But if you're doing it for decorative purposes, that the meat looks redder, there's a problem of tzviya. I'll tell you where this comes up, halacha lemaisa, when you make tea in a kli shlishi. Rav Moshe writes, what does he say? If you make any tea in a kli shlishi, it's mutter. Take the water from the urn, which a kli shon, in another kli shen, and put in a kli shlishi. What should you do, though? What should you do, halacha lemaisa? Put the tea bag in the kli shlishi first, and then put the hot water in. Don't do the hot water and then the tea bag, because you're what? Coloring the water. I ain't Svi of Oakland. You're right. But if you can get out of it, because there are poskim that say it's a problem, get out of it that way. You follow me? You put the tea bag in first and pour the water on that. Yes? However, Lemaisa, there are other shittas that argue, but I want you to know that's the ain't Svi of Oakland. There are shittas that say, what about, you know, that pink and blue stuff in the toilet? Sometimes when you flush, isn't that a problem of tzviya? You're not consuming that water, at least I hope not, right? Yeah? So isn't that a problem? So maybe it's a grumma of a psik ration. Could be that it's a grumma. If it's a grumma by a psik ration, it's mutter. A grumma by a psik ration is mutter. But ideally, there are poskim that say you shouldn't use it on Shabbos, and maybe you should remove it with your foot, kick it out, because muksa, we paskin like the Mishnah Berurah against the Chazon Ish, can you kick muksa? Not allowed to handle muksa. So Lamaisa, this is the notion of tzviya. So the derech here, Amemar's mentioned, is like the Rambam, the Teres Chaim, that the derech was to put the fat on the what meat. That's why it's not just being fancy. Amemar wasn't trying to be fancy that you're folding over the flank. The reason why he taught this, because this is what was done. He could have just said, don't put chaylev on basar. Why didn't he say it simply like? Because he was describing what was done in those days. First Benj and then Yehuda. Go ahead.
What do we say about pesticides that make the food like look bigger and like more like in bright color?
Yes.
Would that be like in the
oak? Well, you're not doing it for consumption. If you did that on a Shabbos, that would be a problem.
Well, it's only on Shabbos it's a problem.
Yeah, what about on Shabbos? Okay. On Shabbos a problem. If you're doing the tzviya for non-consumption, that's when it's a problem. When it's for consumption, you have the heter vein tzviya b'ochlin. Now, there are some shittas that say that's not such, there's no such kula. Some say there's tzviya even by ochlin. So Tosfos Rid that says it's also, but we generally assume ain't tzviya b'ochlin.
Something like a follow-up to that. If you have like a birthday cake, and you have like frosting on it, it's like both consumption and decorative, I guess. It's like coloring the food.
Well, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos, Lamaisa?
Yeah, you like pour
it. Well, you're doing it for eating. You're doing it for eating. You're doing it for decorative. Eating it. You're eating it, so Lamaisa, it's probably okay. Usually it's pre-prepared, though. Right. Push-up shop.
It doesn't matter if you're eating it, it's considered consumption. Like a red apple jelly bean is colored red apple, but it's not. Like,
it's for consumption.
What do you mean? Are you coloring it on Shabbos? We're talking about coloring it on Shabbos.
Oh,
the Malach of Tzoveya. Tzoveya.
Only on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, right.
A general thing.
No, on Shabbos. Is it considered to be a problem on Shabbos? But I'm saying this was a notion that you made your meat redder to make it more attractive to sell. That's usher on Shabbos. Why is Shechita? Well, why is Shechita? You have the Gemara, where's the Shaster? Give me the Masech of Shabbos. Bench. Why is it usher to Shecht on Shabbos? Why is it us in the Shecht on Shabbos? Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Either what? Either Tzoveh, you're going to cause the skin to be what? Black and blue. What's number two? Thank you, Benjamin. What's the other one? Chabura, you're killing it. So Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, what daf? Shabbos, Ayin, Hamad, Aleph. Shabbos and Ayin, Hamad, Aleph. Okay? So it says, Beferish and Ayin, Hamad, Aleph. I'll read it. Vashokhto, Shokhim, Mishum, Maichayev. Rav, Mishum, Tzoveh. Shmuel, Mishum, Tilish, Neshomo. So Rav says it's because of Tzoveya. So that's considered to be a problem, halacha lemaisa. Okay? So that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, why it's considered to be a problem. Rav says it's Tzoveya, it's a problem of Tzoveya. Okay. You were asking, Noah, that's why I'm looking it up. On the Mishnah, Tzoveya is not on the list. You know what I mean? Nor is the Tilis Neshama. The question is, why are you chayav for that? Okay. Yes, Natan.
What if you want to eat something that looks fat? Rather eat bread or meat because it like just gives a better
taste. I understand, but when I redden my meat as a butcher, if I do that on Shabbos, I'm not eating that meat. I'm doing it so it'll be more attractive to a guy to buy it.
Brad's saying, what if someone did that their own?
Okay, then he's doing it for consumption purposes. When I say decorative, I mean decorative to preclude consumption.
Even though it doesn't actually change the taste.
No, it's as long as it's coloring. We don't care about that. Coloring is usser. The only heter for coloring is if I'm consuming it. If you take away the heter of consumption, you'll go back to the isser.
So if you're consuming it at all, it doesn't matter why you're coloring it, as long as you're going to consume it?
Yes, correct. There's no problem. Ain sfil oakland. That's what the assumption is.
Are you talking about specifically rubbing caleb on meat or just fat in general?
We're talking about lomaisa. What I'm saying is that they used to have a minig, the butchers, to put caleb on busser for decorative purposes.
From butchers?
Everyone would do this. Any butcher would do that. That was the derech. That's why a Maimar says this case. Why didn't he just say simply, don't put chalef on basar? So the Torah Chaim says, if you look in the Rambam says this was the derech of butchers. So a Maimar speaking what the derech was in his lifetime, 300 CE, in Bavel. This is what they would do.
The from butcher, how could you do that? It's awesome. You know,
what'd you say?
It was a from butcher. You have to do
all right, we're talking about what's the din. That's what he's saying. He's saying, don't do it. He's saying, don't do it. There used to be a lot of, that's the meaning of butchers, used to do it. Non-kosher, everyone. He's telling frum guys they shouldn't do it. Correct. All Yidim shouldn't do it like this. Correct. Okay. That's why I said it like this, Alach Lamaisa. Okay. Let's see now in Lamaisa, inside. I want to see inside the Rashi. Look inside the Rashi. Now we had to do the Tysis. Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. Go ahead, Aryeh. Lo what?
No, let's finish feeling.
Lischof means to invert. What does kafle mean? Flanks. Go ahead. Yeah, please say chalev. Usually I don't say grammar is such a big deal. I mean, you should always try to be precise. But this is a big mistake. When you say chalav instead of chalev. I'm not saying you made a big mistake, are you? I'm just saying if you pronounce chalev instead of chalev, it's a bad mistake. Because you're trying to say non-kosher fat, not milk. Okay? In fact, I'll prove that even to you stronger. Whatever you cook chalev and chalev together, that's basar b'chalev. Chalev is basar. It's fat of basar. Okay? It's flesh of it. Go ahead. Don't fold it over. Kof means don't fold it over, bend it over on someone on another basar that's pre-prepared like a steak. Go ahead. Yes, the chalev will rest on the basar and will get heated up, and the zav ala basar, and it will flow on the basar. Where do you think the mischamim is from? The natural warmth of what? Of the shechita. Yes? Where do you think you got it from, mischamim? I want you to think. Where did it get hot from? Got hot from what? The shechita. Zog tais on the bottom. Go ahead, lo what? What's lachar nituach? Right after you cut it up and you did shechita, before it gets cold. Kodem shenistan on a basar. I'll go ahead. So I want you to get this. Tosfos brings a raya from the Chumash. Thank you, Yehuda, for preparing the Chumash here. He brings a raya from the Chumash. If it's cold, you can lay fat on basar, no problem. Because if there's no heat, it's not going to what? If it's no heat, what does Tosfos say? It's not going to drip on there. He brings a raya from a pasuk in Chumash. Now please get this. The pasuk in Chumash is Perek Zion. I'm sorry, Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf. The Asumas of Chalavim al Achazus. You put the Chalavim on the what? The fats on the breasts. So it's Mamish Lang. It's a pasuk in Chumash like that. However, I saw the Yisra Bracha. Yisra Bracha says, there's another pasuk could have been quoted. This pasuk is not in Parsha Shmini, which is the one that Tosfos quotes. This pasuk is in Parsha Sav. Where is it? It's Perek what? Perek Zion, pasuk Lamed. Yadav tivinez ishi Hashem esachol alachazeh. Esachelev alachazeh yevienu esachazeh yenifu sotnufu l'vdei Hashem. It's esachelev alachazeh. You're putting the fat on the breast, on the breasts. Please get this down. Sav, Perek Zion, pasuk Lamed. So the emissin is, if you look in Menachos, and daf samach aleph amud beis to samach beis amud aleph, there were three stages. The first stage, they put the fats on the breasts. The third stage, when they were waving it together, they put the fat on the breast. In the middle stage, the kohen transferred the parts to the owner, and in the process turns them over, so the fats are under the breast and the thigh. What pasuk is that? Yud Tetvav. So please get the three psukim. Yud Tetvav is the middle stage when what? When the breast and thigh are on top of the fats. But what we're looking at is the first and third stage when it was cold. When it is cold. And what's the first and third stage? When the chalev is on top of the chazos. Which pasuk? Which pasuk is it quoting? In our pasuk, it's what? Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf, which is in Shmini. The previous, the one that the Nimuki Agriv says Tosfos could have quoted is what? Perek what? Perek Zayin, Pasuk what? Pasuk Lamed, right? It says, he says, maybe the reason why Tosfos didn't want to quote it, because the word Al, maybe the Mila Al means Im. In other words, it's Al means with, doesn't necessarily mean on top of. Okay. But Lamaisa, let's go with that. I want you to know the three stages. First stage is what? Is when the pusik in the process, is when the korb has been cut into prescribed parts, the kohen brings the pieces with the fats on top of the breast and thigh. Yes? That's Perek Zayin, Pusik Lamed. Then the second stage is Perek Yud, Pusik what? Tetvav. Where is that? That's when the thigh and fats are on top of the what? Top of the cheluv. On top of the fats, Jake. And what's the third stage? The pasuk that Tosfos quotes, Perek what? See, it's out of order in the Chumash, is Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf, which is the Parsha of Shmini, which is what, which it says, Vayi what? Vayisumis ha-chalim al-achazos. Okay, very good. Now, the Rashba and the Ran also say, the issue is only when it's immediate, when the Gufa Behem is hot. And there's a chash that the Chalev, that the chalev will swallow the blood, the chalev will go into the bus, or not the blood, but the chalev. Once you cool down, there's no problem. Now, I wanted you guys to think about this. We had learned in previous Omid, not the previous Omid, at the top of the Omid, there's 2 days where the Beis HaShchit is Chaman, or what? Tzonein. How would this Gemara work with what? What is Tosfos obviously in Rashi saying this Gemara works with? Which Shita? Beis HaShchit to what? Roseach, exactly like Noah's saying. Thinking to myself, how are you going to say according to the Manor Beis HaShchita Tzonein? What's the pshat, Lamaisa? You guys tell me. In other words, no doubt factually, there is some natural warmth. You could go do an experiment, okay? You'll see it. The question is, halachically, is that called Tzonein, or is that called Roteach? So even the Mount Dummer holds Tzonein, it's physically hot enough in order for you to have it dripping, okay? Please get that. I want you to notice that. This Gemara, don't have to box it in according to the Mount Dummer Beis HaShchita Roteach. Even according to the Mount Dummer Beis HaShchita Tzonein, physically it's warm enough to cause a dripping process. Okay. Taking this a step further now, how do we view our Gemara Vameimer? Is this Bidiyavid or is it L'chachilu? Please get it down. I want you to know something as I compliment all the Talmidim. Rafi and Noah last night called me with a Kasha. I always welcome Kashas being called all the time. And not only did they call me last night with a Kasha in their Chazara, they also worked well with me today in the morning Seder, working through this piece of Gemara with Amelis. And we have to learn from our Chaveri. We should learn from our Chaveri. So I want you guys to what? I want you guys to work in the Amelis Peter. We have to work by Amelis. And I was mentioning to Rafi and to Noah, you know, sometimes if the other fellows aren't in Shir Lamais, you don't have to do it in a mean way. You do it in a nice way. You care about them. Try to be mechazik them. You know, where are they? You want to be mechazik them. The fellows who aren't here, we have to be mechazik. It's not just my job, it's your job. Also, you want them in a good way, not your holy art down. You got to be mechazik them. The ikker part of the yeshiva is the why. We speak about it. I've never seen a guy ever do well in learning and he doesn't do well in the secular studies. If you're working in the Torah, it'll drip over. The chalev dripping, this will also drip as well. The amelis will drip. You follow me? The amelis will drip. So I want you to know that. Okay? All right. Please get this down. The Ravid, quoted by the Meiri, says, I want you to know something. If you did lay the fat over the meat, no problem. Just wash it off. Hadocha. Hadocha. Ravid. The Meiri quotes the Ravid. However, the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Tes, Yud, or is Halacha Tes? Halacha Yud Tes. Zayin Yud Tes. The Rambam in Uchus Machalos HaSurus says you have to do a little bit more than that. You got to shake off the meat. You have to shake off the meat with force. L'shafshef. And the Ra'ah, Dibra Maskal Omar, says the Basar is also not Asar B'dievid. So everyone agrees up till now, the Rishonim we mentioned, the Ravid, the Ra'ah, the Rambam, they all say that what the meat's not Asar B'dievid. Granted, you have to do something. You either have to do Adach or Shifshuf. But there is no doubt the Basar is not Asar B'dievid. Comes along the Rashba, Natan. Comes along the Rashba. Movus, there's a pus in Koheles. Movus lo yuchaliskin. The crooked thing can't be fixed. I often say to myself, I was a little bit later in Seder. I was here early, but I was working on, and you know, I came a little bit late. Mu'uchra lo yuchaliskin. Someone who's late can't be remedied. How can you get the time back? Right? You think you can get the time back? You can't get the time back. You can't go back and rewrite it. Right? That's a pshat. Okay? We'll have to talk. We'll speak a lot about Chumash today. Okay, we'll save it for the Chumash. Well, let's just say it now. Let's say it now. You know, the Gemara says in Chula, everyone knows the Malachim went up and down. It's really not in our parsha. It's in Vayishlach. But let's mention now, so it won't be part of Chumash. They go up and down. They saw an image of Yaakov on the top. They saw an image of Yaakov on the bottom. You know what that means? He reaches potential. The Malachim were ready to kill him. Because they're static. They stay the same, Malachim. People go up or down. And they're ready to kill him because he saw he maxed out his potential. Yosef, when he also lived with Eish Potiphar, he saw the Dikyono Shel Aviv. What does that mean? Yaakov reaches potential. Yosef said, if I do this, I'm not reaching my potential. They say in the name of Hasidim, it's a little bit of a joke, but it has a lot of Musar to it. You know, they say that Olam Haba, or Gan Eden and Gehenim are the same thing. Why is that? They roll the videotape. They see what you could have been, and they see what you really were. So if you're a tzaddik, it's like it's Gan Eden. And if not, Rachmanu Litzlan, it's Gehenna. It doesn't literally, it's a musr. So the Ksav Sofer says that was the Hezber. That was the Hezber. Reaching, be able to reach one's potential. That's what we have to strive to do. Everyone has a certain potential. Can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But everyone can try to be what they could be. So we have to do the amelus for that. Okay. So the Rashba opens the door, and the Rashba says, that's why I say, Meluchra lo yichaliskin. Someone's too late. You can't remedy because you can't get time back. You know, I love baseball, but we don't believe in the American phrase, national pastime. We don't believe in passing time. Rachmanu litzlan, aben teira tamul chacham. You know, pass time. Open up the Gemara. Chatz are over. Go over to Gemara Rashi to tell you, you can't pass time. So you can love baseball, but you can't love that phrase. Passing time. Pass time is one of the most precious things we have. Okay. So what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, Dimaskohad, the Omri says, I beg to differ with you. When Amemer said the Shir Klali, he meant business. He meant business even according to the first Rishonim. But he says he means really business. This is Usar B'dievid. You fold the flank. It's Usar B'dievid Mamish. That's the Lashon HaGemara, Bala Bisra. Bala Bisra. It's Bala Bisra, you're in trouble. This is the Rashba. So I was thinking to myself, does he mean that it's done? I have to throw this out? He says, no. You can still save it. What does he say, Aryeh? Do a klipa. Peel it off. If you peel it off, you save yourself. Because it's not Roteach Gomer, and it's enough Lamaisa, we go fall back on Rav's opinion. Remember what Rav said? Kolef. Remember Rav said? Kuliyama beseshchita Roteachu, mandamer Kolef Shaper. So he says, even if it is hot, you can be Kolef. What'd you say? That was also Lamaisa. Remember what that was talking about? No, that was the meat. The meat. The blia from the knife went in the meat. It was peel the meat. That was talking about the meat. Yeah, I was talking about the meat. So even the Rashba that says it's Usar B'dievid, you can still save it, one sec, by doing klipa. Comes along the Ramban, and he says like this. He says, I'm mistapek. Is it because lemaisin stopping him dailo ba'docha, because it's considered b'tzonein b'tzonein, or is it also legamri? So the Rabban brings up a possibility. He's not sure. Maybe all you need is adacha, or maybe it's also legamri. He's not sure. And the Meiri lemaisa writes beferish dimas chatiches. He quotes misha oser kol abaser. So the Meiri is the one who says it's oser misha oser kol abaser kedin cham b'cham shenivlu b'kula. You're done. The Meiri quotes yesh mishomer. What does the Meiri say to that sheet of Binyamin? I'm sorry, says the Meiri. I disagree with you. Ain var of Nirin. I hold like the Rambam. That b'dievet it's what? B'dievet it's good. So lemaisa, there is a sheet in Rishonim that says it's also b'kula. Who's that? The yesh mishapiresh, the yesh mishomer, yesh mishoser that the Meiri quotes. The Ramban has a suffix maybe, but lemaisa is not sure. And the Meiri says that the sheet is wrong. So you look in the Chedushi Chassam Sofer. The Chedushi Chassam Sofer writes as follows. And Dibra Maskul Doiv. He says, the Rambam says you're not allowed to fold it, but b'dievet, if you did it, it's mutter. So what does it mean, man de doiv tarba bola bisra? Doesn't mean vadai it's going to drip in. There's a chash it might drip in. So l'chachili, you're not allowed to do that. If it drips in, okay, then it would be usher. But b'dievet, we're not choshish anything dripped in. But if you see b'feresh it dripped in, you have to do k'nei klipa. So in your kobetz beforshim, thank you, Natan, that I saw this morning, do you know there's Yamshul Shlomo? The Yamshul Shlomo and Chul and Simon Yudalit says, even according to Rashi, b'dievet hadach alone is enough. So let's get this down. Chassam Sofer says, according to the Ram, it's all a chachila, b'dievet, if it went in, it's a problem. You'll have to do klipa, but it's all a chash. If I'm not sure, I assume it didn't happen. But I do have to tell you that Yamshul Shlomo says, according to Rashi, hadach alone is enough. Okay. Let's go now. Back to the Gemara. Are you doing a great job? Let's go. Oh, what's ihachi mean? If so, that what? That it drips. Tritse. What does the word tritse mean? Lay it out. Sachif means to fold it, invert it. Tritse means to lay it out. Even when you have a regular piece of meat, the chalif sits on top of a regular piece of meat that you shechted. You didn't cut it up yet completely. The chalif's on top, the buser's on the bottom. Aren't you worried about the dripping of the chalif that goes into the buser? That should be a problem. Aren't you worried about that? Read Rashi, please. Kitritzi, guys, look inside. Yeah, read the Dimask. Okay, what? Excellent. The chalif sits on top, and it's on the block. What's it called? The cutting block. You have a cutting block, and it's going to what drip right in. Great kasha. What's the answer? Mitatoy. So we translate it as film, and in the art school, Rafi and Noah said they said membrane. Let's go with, I like film better. No, let's go with film. There's a film. You know what a film? Like a film on the surface.
Yeah.
Not like a movie. Like a film. You know. So what does it mean? Karma mafsik mitatoy. What is karma mafsik mitatoy, Rafi? What does this mean? It means it separates. Meaning to say, and this is the way Noah and Rafi were masbe very beautifully. I want you to get it. You know what? Let's write it down. Let's say it outside first. First you have a film, then you have chalif, then you have a film, then you have buser. So I'm going to write it on the board. Okay? First we have what? Chalif. Then you have what? I'm sorry. First you have the krum. First you have the film. Then you have the chalif, then you have the krum again, and then four, you have the buser. This is the structure that you have, halacha l'maisa. First, what? Krum, chalif, krum, buser. So therefore, I have no problem with it, because there's a film under the what chalif that will block what? That will block the chalif from getting in the buser. Now, can I eat the film? No, says Rashi. Read Rashi. Please get this. Krum?
Krum, tila.
No, karma. Karma, krum.
Karma, krum, kilo.
Oh, it's a film. Go ahead.
Masik, bein chelev lebasar. Bu also krum, she'anu, notlin minaksalim, she'karim flanks.
I said maybe that's flanking. I don't know. That place that you take out, that membrane you take out, go ahead. It's thick and strong.
Ve'al
Oh, because the membrane is done. That you got to get rid of. The chelev inundated it. Aval. But if we don't assume it's absorbed so much that it's going to flow what? Flow to the basar under it. Okay, back to the Gemara. E what? What's the kasha? Please get this kasha. What does this kasha mean in Cain? If that's so, mi'ile nami karma ika. Now think about this. When you flip the loin, yes? You flip the loin, you've turned it backwards now, upside down. What's going to be now on the bottom? What's on top is now on the bottom. Yes? So you have a krum. So why won't that krum, that film, stop the what? The chela from dripping in that other prime steak that we started off with. That should make him mutter. That's a gemara's kasha. It's a great kasha. Everyone got the kasha shmuel? You follow the kasha shmuel? You are flipping the structure. When you flip the structure, what's on the bottom now? Number one, the krum. So the krum is on the bottom now. So why are you worried about the fat dripping from that to the piece of meat that's a pure steak that's ready to go and eat? It's going to be blocked by the krum. That's gemara's kasha. Why did you say in the beginning it was a problem? Don't do it. Amemer said lo lichsof. Who is Amemer quoting? Amemer b'shmei d'Rav Papa. It's a great kasha. Does everyone got that kasha? Do you have the kasha, Natan? You're going to flip it like that. It's going to what? It's going to protect it. Is that clear? Joe, clear to you, the kasha?
Yeah.
When you flip it, it's going to protect it. Binyamin, you got it? Okay. So what's Gemara's answer? Go ahead. Actually, read the Rashi on the top. Miloy nami.
Miloy nami.
Oh, when I flip it backwards now, upside down, on top of the meat, the prime steak. Go ahead. Oh, there's a karma, it's mafsik. Go ahead. There's no chalev that doesn't have some film on the top, thin film on the top. Back to the Gemara. What's Gemara's answer? No. Ika's with the kasha. Frek the Gemara. Ihachi. Mi'iloi nami karma ika. Right? When you flip it backwards, it has a what? A film on the top that's now flipped, it's on the bottom, right? So the ika is with the kashas. What's Gemara's answer? Mifatas. What does Aidi mean? Since. Excellent. Very good, Rafi. Since the man, who is the shoche, has to fiddle with this what? Flank. He is going to crumble up the membrane or the film, and it's going to get destroyed. Therefore, when I flip it backwards, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, now I flip it backwards, Shmuel, this is going to be on the bottom? No, it's not, because it's disintegrated. Because he crumbled it, the shochet, by fiddling with it, by picking it up and what, flipping it over, he's going to fiddle with and destroy the film. And therefore, what's going to happen? The chelim is going to drip now into that prime steak. Now, what must you add on for pshat in the Gemara? The piece of meat that is on the cutting block that hasn't been fully prepared. The chelev sits on top of a busser. Classical, yes? Why is it not a problem? Why is it not going to drip in? Because why? What do we say? There is krum, there is chelev. Even if that top one has been what? Been destroyed, but what's still here? This one is still here. And the Meiri adds on, it's thicker. The bottom one, I'm going to write that on, it's av. Not only is the Meiri, write that down, the Meiri says it's av. It's thicker, the Meiri says. It's av, and not only that, the guy doesn't touch it. The yad of the shochet doesn't touch the bottom film. Yad, hashochet, lo nuga. He doesn't touch the tachton. So since he doesn't touch the tachton, there's nothing to worry about. You got to finish that up. Natan, get that down with the Meiri. That is the answer to Gemara. The Meiri fixes it up beautifully. That is the Chiddush. Clear, Jake? Let me say it again. The Gemara said the reason why when you turn it over backwards, you can't put on a prime piece of steak. Prime piece of steak is prepared. Everything's ready to go. Because since it's disintegrated, the chelev is going to drip right on the steak. So I ask you, though, what about the straight piece of meat that wasn't fully prepared yet? which the Gemara had earlier, is on the cutting block, on the wood cutting block. Why? The Gemara said, why is that not a problem? The bus is on the bottom, the chayla is like that. That's the way it sits. Why won't it drip down? Because why? Even though the top one disintegrated, but the bottom one does not. And that separates between the chayla and the buser. Why doesn't it? Aryeh. Because the Miri says two svaras. Number one, the Yad HaShochet never touches it. That's number two. Number one, it's thick. It's much thicker than the top one. This is the pshat in the Gemara. It's how you work on the Gemara, guys. Everyone opened the Gemara to know what's flying with this Gemara. Now we got a chlor. Okay? Thanks to Noah and thanks to Warafi. You work in this Gemara. This is how you work. Yes, Jake?
So if you flip it, it would be okay?
No. No. When you're flipping, what are you talking about? You got to get this. Not hard. You're flipping on another piece of meat that's a steak ready to be eaten. That you're not allowed to do. Because what do when you flip it? One is disintegrated because he's always touching it. So what's going to happen is the chayla will drip directly on this piece of steak. That's why a maimer said, B'shem who? Who's a maimer quoting? Who? My maimer Mishmira Pah. Keep forgetting. That's why that's also to flip it. But what did the Gemara say in the middle? The Gemara said about Taritzi, a regular piece of meat that has chayla on top, that hasn't been fully prepared yet to make a steak. It sits with the meat on the bottom and the chayla on top. Why won't it drip down? Because even though the top one has been disintegrated, because at least I shechted it, and he did handle that, but the bottom krum still exists. Because it's thicker, or also because the shochet doesn't touch that. So I'm not worried about the chaluf dripping from this chaluf dripping to the buser, because the bottom krum is there. You got me? That's what the Miri touches up the Gemara. Rosh Yosef, I think you quoted also, I don't remember. I think he says a similar pshat as Mechavin. He probably didn't have the Miri. Okay? Rosh Yosef is the prima gotam sefer on Shas. So Mechavin to the Miri. So this is the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, we got this chlor. Chaluf is a scary thing. It's a chiv karis. There's not too many foods we've said that are a chiv karis. Chametz on Pesach, dam, chaluf, nosar of a korban, and pigul. But most foods are alive if they're deraisa, which is bad enough. Tzmachus is not karis. Chaluf is a scary thing. Everything is scary if it's tzmachus, but it's much scarier if it's considered to be chaluf. Okay, let's go a little bit weiter and we'll start chumash because we got a lot of chumash to do. I want to go a little bit weiter in the Gemara, though. Okay, so we'll be able to pick it up on Sunday. Let's go. Start the next piece of Gemara. Go ahead. Let's see. Oh, so Rav Yehuda Marav. We already quoted him. Where do we have Rav Yehuda Marav? After the Maimers, didn't we have Rav Yehuda Marav earlier? Yeah, we said he was the one who said about the three knives. No, he was also about the two kelim. Then we said on Maimers. Then we go back to another statement of Rav Yehuda about Shechita. Go ahead. A lot of times in Shas, we'll mention the member of the Amir. Go ahead. He's got to learn three things. He's got to know how to sign his name, in the case he's a Dayan, and he wants to write up what the Psak of the Din Torah is, or if he wants to be an aid on a star. He has to also know how to Shecht. He also has to know how to do Milu. So I want you to get this, Lamaisa. Okay? Please get it. The truth is, when we talk about Ksav, there's two things we have to ask. Actually, one thing. Is it enough to sign your name, or do you have to know how to write words? Please get this down. Halacha l'maisa, it's a major question whether you have to be able to write your name, or you have to be able to write words. And the Poshup Shad Lamai says, maybe your name is enough, because Adim, Dayan, Shtar. But the truth of the matter is, it's an interesting Shiloh, Halach Lamai. Okay?
Didn't the Marsha say that?
Oh, so Rashi says, let's start with Rashi. Rashi says like this. Rashi says you have to know how to sign your name, if you're a Dayan or an aid. So the Rashash asks Lamai, which I gave you, a very good Yehuda, how is it possible for a Talmid Chacham to be careful to sign his name? That's so common in Harbi Igris. You know it immediately. People that are illiterate know how to sign their name. God forbid if someone's illiterate. You're going to know that on your own. Second of all, he says, Nitan lachsom ayedek sivis os achas mishmo. There are examples in Maseches Gittin that you could sign one letter to be your name. Or even a picture, a fish, whatever it is the Gemara has. Gemara has a Gittin Lamed Vav Lav. People used to sign with a picture, and everyone knew who the person was. Everyone knows how to draw a picture. It's a very strong kasha of the Rishash on Rashi bench. Let's get that down. That's what the Rishash asks on Rashi. Writing a name should be suffice? How hard is it to learn your name? Says the Meiri that you have to know how to sign your name a Chasima Noah. Shiyomin Adel Lachsom Chasima Noah. A nice signature. A nice signature. However, the Chasam Sofer writes that Rashi says the Chiyuv of Tavachach was to learn Ksav on the signing of his name and not anything more. From the Gemara in Gittin. And Daf Samech Vavim in Beis. That the Gemara says in Gittin Lamais it's Mashma. That even the Beis Nagadol Ena Chayam Ladas Lichtov. As long as you know how to write your name, it's enough. And that's what the Rambam writes in the what? In the Parish of Mishnayser, that there's no Tanai that Beis Nagadol has to know how to write. Okay, that's the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam. Your name suffices. And the Miri just adds out, it's got to be a nice signature. However, the Rishash Lamaisa writes, it's got to be a little bit more than that. You have to know how to write a letter. And he adds on, Derech Efsher should be included, Signon and Nisuch, has to be a nice lush in the Yamsha. Shlomo says the same thing. If you want to write a Psak Din, you have to know how to write a real letter. The Sachas lush and Noah polished. So I want you to get down. The Rishash and the Yamsha Shlomo say it doesn't mean just your name. It means a sentence. You have to know how to write. To write a Psak Din clearly, to make sure that everyone knows what's going on, that has to be clear. But I have to tell you, there's a third shot. So the first shot was just your name. Second shot was what? Be able to write a sentence. Write out a Psak Din. Then the Rishash brings up an amazing possibility that maybe means Ksiva Tomov, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. Wow. You got to be able to write like a sofer. This is what the Rishash wants to say, a new pshat. He adds on another pshat, mitzvah b'yotzim b'shlucho. He says that's what the Marsha means to say as well. That's amazing, no? You have to write like that? That's a stunning chiddush. You have to be able to write like a sofer. But it's not so crazy, because if a tamachom finds himself in a town where there's no sofer, you should be able to do everything. And number four, the Meiri and the Piskei Arid and the Bala Itter say Ksav means Ksiv Ishtaris. You have to know how to write a business document. You have to know how to write a contract. That's what it means.
What kind of a contract?
A contract, Lomaisa.
Like
yeah, like a business thing. A business thing, Lomaisa. Person that doesn't know how to do it, it's a Gnai for a Tamachom. This is the Meiri, the Piskei Arid and the Bala Itter. The Meiri, yeah, the Meiri had two pshat. The Meiri, Piskei Arid, the Bala Itter. The Tiferes Yaakov adds on to that and he says, a Lashon Mevurur. It's got to be very clear when you write a contract, like Benji, you were saying. Write a Nusra that's very clear. That the, you know, that's clearly, you know, saying which one has the advantage, the Baal Ashtar, the Baal Dover. So in that vein, Lamaisa, that's what it means. So basically, there are four Shitas that we're presenting. What are the four Shitas that we're presenting? The four Shitas are, what are the four Shitas? Number one, what? Your name. Yeah, number one, your name. Number two, what? Eat within your name, a nice way of writing your name. Number two, what? Number two, a sentence. Excellent. Thank you, Benj. Number two, a sentence. Number three, what? Number three, like a sulfur. And number four, like what? Be able to write a contract. You have to know business well. That's going to be clear.
Who says the last one?
The last one is the Meiri, the Piskei Arid, and the Bala Itter. That's the Chiddush. This is the Chiddush. Four different sheets about what a guy needs to write. Okay? Let's just read the Rashi inside. Go ahead, Aryeh.
Ksav Lichtov Shiada Lachtov Shemo Ilu Yashav Bedin Olayin.
If he's a Dayan or if he's a what? Adis. You have to know how to write your name. Okay. Go ahead, next Rashi.
Shechita Lamin Yado Lachach Afilu Shebaki Behel Kusay.
Even if you're a Baki, it makes no difference. You have to know what to do. Now, do you remember in the beginning of the year we had the Gemara about not fainting? That's part of that. That you're used to how to do it. So you're not going to see blood for the first time and you're not used to it gushing out. A guy faints, God forbid. So that's what the Piskei Arid says. The Marsha says, obviously, Lamaisa, you don't have to say to be a Baki Lachas. That goes without saying. You have to be a Baki in all the Halachas. The Chiddush is here, is that what? Is that you have to know how to do the Maisa Shechit and the Maisa Ksiva. Even though you can be Yotze writing a Sefer Torah through a Shliach, but the bottom line is, don't rely on it. You should know what to do. I just want to point out, you know, there is a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah in your life. The Bach says nowadays, based on the Rosh, the mitzvah is the Bais Farm. Question is, that supplant the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? That's a major question, whether it's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah nowadays. But according to the Rosh, buying Sfarim, you fulfill the mitzvah. Because it's a, what is the Rosh's approach? What is the Rosh's approach? What's the Rosh's approach? That the understanding of writing a Sefer Torah is a din in what? Talmud Torah. And therefore what? I can facilitate that by buying Sfarim. If you view Ksiva Sefer Torah as a separate mitzvah, then there's no way you could fulfill it through buying Sfarim. Yes, Rafi?
Is the idea of like fasting on singular the same with
or no? Yeah, it would be the same issue. That's why you got to have the knife to make sure that where there's no mole, you know how to do it. Correct. That's what the Rebbe Lunil says. Similar thing. Not only that, you, of course, you don't want to injure the baby. That goes without saying also. But also similar, if you're going to faint, one might say. It's part of the whole deal to be practical, to know how to do it. But I want you to get that din. Nowadays, there's a major machloikis between Gedol Acharon and the Bach, and other Gedolah, is it the Taz? I don't remember. Is that supplanted? Is there still a mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, or is it all a mitzvah of what? Of buying Sfarim. So some most people rely on the fact of buying Sfarim. Most people don't write up Sefer Torah in their own lives. If they're Zolka, they contract it, they do. But I want you to know, if you assume that mitzvah, if you assume that mitzvah of the Rosh, or that approach of the Rosh, what are you assuming? The mitzvah of Sefer Torah is supposed to facilitate learning. Let me give you a good nafkimina. Women mechuyevin writing a Sefer Torah. This mitzvah. What do you say? If it's a what? Come on, Natan. If it's an ancillary in Talmud Torah, then what do you say? Are women chayav in Talmud Torah? No. But if you say it's a separate mitzvah of writing, it's not a mitzvah zman grama, then women would be mechuyev. We know that women are chayav in Birkas HaTorah. We know women are chayav in Birkas HaTorah, no doubt. But they're not mechuyev in learning Torah. The only type of Torah they're mechuyev is in Shabbos, needed in Taras Mishpacha, they have to know how to deal with things. Now, could there be motzi a man in it? So according to that second approach, yes, there can be motzi a man in Birkas HaTorah. According to the first approach, it's like a mitzvah zman grama. In the sense they're potter, and optionally they want to take it upon themselves, they could not be motzi a man. The Bir Halacha gives that nafkamina where the woman can be motzi a man in Birkas HaTorah. Yes, no?
Would Sofer be like a position of prominence? When we said that women can't have those positions.
You mean Srara. Yeah, as a sofer, I would agree, but maybe she has a separate mitzvah to write it. Doesn't mean she should be the one in the town, but the truth of the matter is that according to this approach, it's a separate mitzvah of writing, then she would have the mitzvah, correct, but she shouldn't take the job.
Is there anything wrong with teaching a woman how to, like, do sophism?
I mean, basically what we're saying is what Natan's saying. You don't what Noah's saying. You don't want to give her a position of Sorara, so why teach her that? Be uncomfortable. Maybe for a ksuba. Maybe if you tell her, I want you to limit to writing up a ksuba. You know, they have calligraphy. They have calligraphers for the ksuba. So maybe that. Yes, Jake.
Does other sofers in the town come over to do it? Like, so
she's not. No, I think public policy. I think you could teach her just limit it only for ksiva, for ksuba. You tell her that if she wants to do this, it's only for ksuba. I don't think it's a good idea to take the public policy that she'll take the position. Tell her if she wants to learn the calligraphy, it's only for ksuba, writing a ksuba.
Rabbi.
Yes, go ahead quickly, Rafi. So let's go.
Can they offer Hebrew calligraphy in stone then?
I don't know. I would imagine when myself, you know. I don't know. I would imagine that you want to be able to teach that they should limit it only to ksuba, that they should write it for a ksuba. Because there is a sheet in Rishonim that say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, a woman should, the Gemara basically says, not just Rabbeinu Tam, Gemara says, a woman cannot write a Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah, she's not mechuyev in it, right? So she can't write Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah. That's what the Gemara says. Because she yeshua, but she can't write Tefillah, she's not mechuyev in Tefillah, right? What about Mezuzah? She'd write a Mezuzah. She's mechuyev in Mezuzah, a woman's mechuyev in Mezuzah. Some poskim say she shouldn't put up the mezuzah, but lamaisa, it's a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam lamaisa. Poshup shad is weaker that we allow a woman to put up a mezuzah. Yes, Yehuda, real quick, because we got to get the chumash.
I remember reading on Parsha Vezos the bracha from the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he says about the mitzvah of Sefer Torah.
Yes,
he says that today the mitzvah is on the tequila more than.
Oh.
I don't know exactly.
Interesting, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Af b'shinichol me'avoysev, if one's father had a Sefer Torah, mitzvah lo lichtov mishalom. He still has a mitzvah to write his own.
I can find it.
Okay, well, you'll find it. You'll find it. Okay. Yes. So the three halachas. What are the three halachas? Knowing how to write. What else? Shechita and Mi'ul. Go ahead, quickly, Binyamin. A woman cannot put together tzitzis. A woman cannot put together a luluf, says Rabbeinu Tam. And Taisa says that's wrong. The halacha is only limited to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. Which is the acronym what? Stam. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. Where does the Taisa get in Mem Hayim base? Now go ahead, Binyamin.
My question then would continue to, if a man already wrote one Sefer Torah, he's already fulfilled his chiyuv of writing a Sefer Torah in his lifetime, is he no longer able to write any other Sefer Torah?
No, of course he can't.
Why? But he's fulfilled his chiyuv. I don't understand why Rabbeinu Tam would, why the Gemara has been saying, like, it's fully fulfilled on the chiyuv. As long as I have the, as long as it's okay for me to do it, as long as it's a, there's a matzah for me to do it, I don't understand why.
I understand he had to be mechuyuv once. He once had to be mechuyuv. You're asking good. I'm answering, he was once mechuyev. You're asking good, but he fulfilled the chiyuv. But as long as theoretically he was mechuyev, that's enough. Okay, that's the thing. We find that a lot. What's that halacha called? Kol haroi labila, ein bila ma kevesbo. The mincha, korban mincha, has to be belula b'shemen. It has to be mixed with oil and flour. Let's say I don't mix it. Still kosher. It's a gemara menachas yid chesem and base. So too here. He had a chiyuv of sefer Torah. He fulfilled it, but he had a chiyuv. You know what it's kind of like? What if you swallow the matzah on the night of the Seder? Kuf tev vav amezim sacham. Are you Yotze? Yes. You swallow, you don't chew it. If you swallow the mara, you're not Yotze. You have to taste the bitterness. Matzah, you're allowed to. What do you mean the Gemara says in Brachas, on Lamed Chesem is being in tam matzah v'leika? You need to taste. It means you need a theoretical taste. Doesn't mean physically you got to do it. It has to be ra'ui for it. Okay. We got this now? That's an important chiddush. Okay, let's just finish it up, and then we got to go to Chumashari. Go ahead, Reb Chananya.
Reb Chananya bar Shlomo mishmei the Rav Amar af kesher shemfilin umirchas hasanim mitzitzis.
Now these three things don't have to do with physicality. Actually, kesher shel tefillin does. Kesher shel tefillin. Now, what is the kesher of tefillin? What is the kesher of tefillin? We made a mistake. I made a mistake in Seder, which I want to fix right now. Okay, the shin is on the box of the rosh. Yes. The Dalid is on the back of your what? Your tefillin and the kesher. We discussed ideally, I gave it to Mr. Brewer, I want you to get it down. Mr. Brewer says in Simen Lamed Beis, a long simen. I just recently finished it with the guys in the shul. Simen Lamed Beis, Sifka and Reish Lamed Gimel, the Mr. Brewer writes, he says the Dalid is better. You know how some people have like the diamond? The double Dalid? He says it's better to have one Dalid, but you're still Yotze, no doubt. Don't get me wrong, but it is better to have one Dalid. When you guys get married and you have sons, you want to buy tefillin, make sure it's better to have one down, unless you have a messiah from the family. Okay, whatever. But I want you to get this. What I made a mistake on was the yud. The yud is on the kesher and the bias, not the one on your finger. That's what Rashi says. You know how the kesher is on the bias is a yud? Ideally, Mr. Bruce says, you touch the bias. Did you guys know that? You know the kesher should touch the bias. Some have like a sinew that, you know, that has it to touch all the time. And then when you put the cover on, it doesn't fully go on it, you know, completely, because you always want it to be touching. That's the way I have it. Okay? So that's what he says, the kesher shall fill in. We won't get to, we'll get to it on Sunday, where they have to make the kesher every day. And what's the third one? Birkas chasanim. I'm sorry, the second one here? Birkas chasanim is you have to know how to be a chazan. Or at least you have to know the niggin of the Sheva Brachas, right? You know the niggin, right? What's the niggin? Now that I want to do the niggin, I probably forgot it. No? What? How does it go? Yeah, that's good. Exactly. Okay, that's in the Shebra, under the chuppah. Okay, what does sitzis mean? And what is sitzis? Sitzis also is physical. To be able to what? Know how to do the kesher, make sitzio. So if Shlomi added on three things, that what? So go out in the Gemara of the what? What's Hani Shrichen mean? What does Shrichen mean? Common. Meaning the reason why I reviewed didn't mention the three of Chanan Rav Shlomi, because what do you know on your own? You have to be a Talmid Chacham. You'll pick them up on your own. So if you pick them up on your own, it's not a problem. Read the Rashi, Hani Shrichen. Now read the Rashi before Kesher Shel Tefillin. Guys, look inside. We've got to get the Chumash. Go ahead. Kesher.
Kesher Shel Tefillin. Yesh ba um de shasa kimo os dalet she yehei nira ba shakai.
Oh, shakai has to be visible. Go ahead.
Hashim tu ama chatuka vitamte hateper
the shin has to be engraved in the what? What's kimte? Kimte are the wrinkles. You know the wrinkles of the leather when you pull the leather? You know how the shin bolts out on the box? That's how it's done. Tzchakuka b'mte ha-tefer kain shin. Go ahead. The ritzua kitana kefula kain yud. See, that Noah's going on the what? On the bias of your yad. You know what I mean? Not the finger. I made a mistake. Go ahead. I remember it was wrong. Go ahead. And the kesher is made like what? Make a dalet in the back. You follow me? Go ahead, read the next one. I mean, it happens all the time. Go ahead. Even a Baal Bus is bucking them. Go ahead. You don't need limush. Shmi'atzmo. Exactly. So therefore, you be able to pick them up. So the truth is, I know a lot of people, including myself, I mean, tzitzis, you know, guys know how to make tzitzis well?
Yeah,
you learned it?
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. I always, sometimes I worry, I forget it sometimes. Okay, but kesher shel tefillin, you know how to make? That's, the Gemara assumes it's a double portion. Kesher shel tefillin, no, people know how to make it. Does anyone know, Binyamin, you know how to do it, Ms. Thoma, no? Okay.
Is it true that you only really need like a kesher elyon for your tzitzis?
Well, there's a lot of details.
Yeah.
You should definitely have it. Right. Question what?
Like
they're krichos. You have to have 8 strings. If you have 7, it's still good. If you have 2 strings off at 6, it's possible. Okay? Well, it depends. You have to have 4 and 4 when you make the tzitzio. So if you have 7 strings, it's kosher for sure. If you have 6, you have to see which sides it is.
What about ripped strings?
You have to see how short it is. There's a shear. There's a shear that you need. There's a shear that has to be a shear. Forgot the tefach. Was it 3/4 of a tefach? You have to see the many details. We learn in chassidus. Okay, let's go to Chumash now, guys. Let's go to Chumash. We'll pick it up on Sunday, Bezrat Hashem. Okay. First of all, I want to start with this. Vayetze Yaakov Mibir Shabbat. There are 4 marmakaymas that I want to mention to you that Yaakov is referred to as a tzaddik. Rashi quotes in the beginning of the parsha of the Medrash, when a tzaddik leaves a city, he leaves an imprint on the city. Thereby the Medrash is calling Yaakov a tzaddik. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says in Chulin, in Ar Masechta, in Tzadi Aleph, Amar Aleph, if you look it up, the stones were fighting as to which stone would be the pillow for Yaakov in his head. Alai Yaniach es a tzaddik azeh. Calling him a tzaddik. Number three, the Gemara writes in Chulin also a few blot later that at tzaddik, his mamon is more chashuv to him than his goof. He cares about his finances more than his body because he wants to be able to always give tzedakah. Yaakov went back for the pachim ketanim. Therefore, the Gemara calls him again a tzaddik. And lastly, number four, the Rambam in the last halacha in Hilchos Schiras Poalim says the model employee that we always follow in our lives, if you're an employee, is Yaakov HaTzadik. Before Yosef HaTzadik, there was Yaakov HaTzadik. No one had a worse boss than Yaakov Avinu. Lavan was a horrible man, but he never wasted any time. Never, ever wasted any time. He didn't take a 3-hour lunch break and steal. This was not Yaakov HaTzadik. So we're beginning with the fact that Yaakov, his ethics and his morals were par excellence. In fact, the Sforno writes on the Parsha, he saw these guys taking the shepherds about to be done for the day. He starts yelling at them, Oda Yom Gadol, you got another few hours. So Rav Kuperman Zatzal on the bottom of the page of the Sforno says, what was bothering the Sforno? What business of it is Yaakov? Why is Yaakov telling these guys? You know what? He couldn't stand Gezel. He saw people stealing. He couldn't stand it. And therefore, he gives him stark mussar. That's what the Sforno is driving at. Now, this is a tremendous mussar haskel to us. That ethics and morals come from the Torah. And how terrible Gneva or Gzela is. And how terrible a lack of empathy for someone who doesn't have something or lost something, and you have no empathy for the person. And I want to prove it from the parsha. There's a lot of rise. Number one, we find that Yaakov escapes from Lavan. It takes him 7 days to get to a certain place. Lavan realizes he's gone. You know how long it takes Lavan to get to her? One day. Because he was over Gnevus Das. He was over Gnevus Das. That's stealing. You never immerse yourself in stealing. Hashem doesn't tolerate it. And even Lavan the Russia is able to catch up to him in one day. Rachel steals the trophim in our parsha from her father. She's trying to save him from getting an Avodah Zarah, from doing Avodah Zarah. Do you know what her punishment is? She doesn't see Binyamin grow up even one day. What do you mean? She's trying to save her father from Avodah Zarah. I don't care, says Hashem. You don't do it through Gezeilah. You don't do it through Gneva. Very, very strong. Very, very strong Musar. This concept carries through also in the following vein. Rav Shach Tzatzal writes in his Sefer, a Chumash, that when Esav screamed out the scream, that when he realized he didn't get the brachas, Yaakov didn't say a word. He showed no empathy and no mercy. La'izak za'aka gedayla. Do you know where that phrase also appears? In the times of Purim. We almost were annihilated. Of course Yaakov was right in getting the brachas. Of course he was right in doing it in the manner which he did. His mother said, you have to lie. Hashem said it. But that doesn't mean you cannot show any empathy and any care for Esav that lost everything. And because he didn't, evidently Hashem said, this is not the right way. The Torah was given to us guys to refine our midos. And part of that is being a person that shows empathy when he lost everything. This concept, Rachel understood very clearly. The Gemara says in Megillah, she would not let her sister be embarrassed. She gave over the simanim. And therefore the Psicha in Eicha says, of all the avos and imos that daven to Hashem, that we should have the restoration of Mis HaMikdash, who does Hashem listen to? Rachel, Mevakal Baneha, Shavuvonim Likvulim, because she had the feeling, the empathy for her sister. She gave over the simanim. And if she gave over to Simbanim, she would be the one that we would what? We would be saved because of her. Rachel Imenu. The Vilna Gaon writes in his Parsha Mishlei, guys, one of the goals in life is Shviras Amidas, is to break it down. That's the one of the goals in Olam Hazeh, is to be able to conquer our Midos Rose. Shviras Amidas. They say from Rav Shizgal Tzatzal. You know Rav Shizgal Tzatzal? Was the son-in-law of Rav Moshe Tzatzal. Was a great Gaon. He passed away at an early age. He used to visit an elderly woman all the time in the Lower East Side in a nursing home. And she died. He once said, Lama lichayim. Why does he need life anymore? The purpose of his life was what? To learn, but also to do Talmud Mavili de Maisa. Now he didn't have what to visit her. This is the goal. Do you know the Ram writes in the Parish of Mishnayos and Peya? When we do a mitzvah ben Adam Malkum, where do we get scar? Olam Haba. Where do we get scar? We do ben Adam Chavero in the next world and this world with Talmud Torah as well. Hashem, the Rush says in the beginning of Peya, prefers mitzvahs ben Adam Chavero over ben Adam Malkum. He prefers us doing all mitzvahs, of course. But the Rush actually writes that. There has to be this notion of a feeling. You know, Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Asher Misha Baalukan Metalmudo Biyado. You heard that statement? Happy is the man that came here and his learning's in his pocket. I mean, he knows how to learn. You know what Rabbi Nachmanel adds on in Pesachim Daf Nun? Umaisa Kayim. Not only does he have the learning, but he also does the what? He does the Maisim too. And the truth is, there's a story told about a professor who Lamaisa said many times in his life he felt like he would go off the derech. But he said he would tell everyone a story why he didn't. When he was in Radin, he was visiting the Chofetz Chaim's home. I think it was for a bechina to get into the yeshiva. And he was freezing. He slept overnight. And the Chofetz Chaim saw him sleeping overnight there. Chofetz Chaim took off his cloak. And he draped the cloak over him as his blanket. And he remembered getting up a little bit, seeing the Chofetz Chaim do it. It was that cloak and that blanket, he said, that served as a blanket that kept him from. That's the chesed, the caring that you have to try to exhibit. Myself was simon labonim. Do you know you're never even allowed to steal as a joke ever? Never. Rambam says, b'derech schok. Just to joke around with a guy. You're never supposed to steal. Where did Reuven get the mandrakes? Where did he get the mandrakes? In the B'mei Ketzir Chitim. That's Hefker. It wasn't owned by anyone. Reuven was makpid to make sure he wasn't stealing the mandrakes. You know the fertility pills? He wasn't stealing them from anyone. That he was going to give over to what? Remember she said, remember she gave them over? Right, Reuven, the Dudoim. But Reuven took it in a time where no one would steal. And you know what later on in history? Reuven, why did Reuven want to live in Avra Yarding? What's one of the reasons why they want to live in Avra Yarding? Because they didn't want to live in Eretz Yisrael because they were afraid the animals would graze and steal from other people. They wanted to be in a place of hefker. So you see how he passed down to his descendants? There was such a hakpat on stealing. He might have said, oh, I'm trying to get the fertility pills, the mandrake. Who cares if it's a little bit stolen? No. The ethics and morals, we don't engage in it ever. And the truth is, no one in their right mind can never underestimate hard work and amelus. Yaakov Avinu is so upset at himself, he didn't realize what this place was, where he was sleeping. Why'd he put the stones around him? You think that was going to protect him from evil animals? There are little stones. You try the best you can with what you have. Ishtabas. And then he felt confident to be protected. Now Yaakov Avinu was Misak and Meiriv. Did you know that? But Meiriv is a Rishus. We Paskins are Rishus. Okay, what does that mean? Nowadays we accepted Meiriv upon ourselves. It says the Bahag in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Bahag. Means if it's against another mitzvah, okay, the other mitzvah might win, but we all got to dab Meiriv. I understand. Who is the best of the Ovos? Who is the best? Yaakov Avinu. It's hard to imagine the Medrash rates him, but the Medrash does. Yaakov Avinu was known as the Bechir Shel Ovos. So why would he misaken a tefillah that was Meiriv was a Rishus? If he was the tzaddik of all, why would it be Rishus? So one answer is he intended to dab Mincha. And the Pnei Yoshua says the Shem set the sun, it became Meiriv. So since he never intended on davening Meiriv, it was a Rishus. Another answer is he didn't have to daven, it was B'mokum Sakana. So how could Meiriv be a Chiv? Another answer is that a Keneged Avos, Meiriv is a Chova. But we Paskin feel is Keneged what? Korbanos. But I'll tell you our answer. You know what our answer is? Our answer is that's Gufa why he was the best. Because it wasn't enough for him to daven shachris and mincha. He was always wanting more, like we said last week. He was a tava ulfin, was questing for more and more. That's what made him the Bechir Shel Ovos. And that's what Yaakov says. He was upset, amelus. You know how we say, agati matzati lotamin? The person says, I worked, I didn't find. We don't believe the guy. You know why Rachel never what? You know why Rachel tefillahs were in Mekubal? Because she was jealous. But when she conquered herself and brought in the Shfachos, then we realized her davening was good and she was going to get a child. Because if you say Agati, Velo Matzati, must be your Yegiyah was not right. It was not L'Shem Shamayim. There was a side problem. But Yagati Matsati is Tamin. If you work hard on Melis, and that's what upset Yaakov Avinu. He said if you would have realized on Makom Kodesh, you wouldn't have even slept. He wouldn't have even slept because he would have realized how important it was. The notion of Amelis. The notion of working hard. They say a story with the Gon, you know, he was asked, he was working on a kash, he couldn't figure out. They came from him Shamayim in the late 1700s. They said, we'll give it to Teretz. He said, I don't want it. I don't want the Teretz. I want Amelis. I want to work hard to figure out this Teretz. I don't want the Teretz Min Shamayim. He wants the Omo. And that's what Yaakov Avinu is driving at here. This notion of a melus, of working hard to be an omel b'teira. And the truth of the matter is, we find, Lamaisa, this notion of the Shinui Teva. What do I mean by the Shinui Teva? There was a Shinui Teva. Rachel Lamaisa had a Shinui Teva. She physically couldn't have children. And then she what? There was a nes made. She was able to have the children. She was able to have the children. Because she what? She never gave up. She never showed despair. And the truth is, when you have the children, Reuven is for seeing, Shimon is for hearing. And what is Levi for? Levi is for what? For tangible, for touching. What bracha do we have on? Reach, Yehuda. Reach is the bracha on Yehuda, says the Meshech Chochmah. Apam Otis Hashem, what do you mean? She didn't thank Hashem before? Of course they thanked Hashem before. But in this vein, it was a bracha. There was a bracha, the bracha of Reach. And that, based on all this, brings us to the following problem. And that is, how was Yaakov Avinu able to marry two sisters? I thought he did call it Torah Kulu. So the Ramban says, only in Eretz Yisrael did he do call it Torah Kulu. He married them in Chutz Lartz. That's one answer. Another answer is that they converted. They weren't sisters anymore. A Gersh and Yiskayar is not related. Another answer is they were makabel upon themselves as a mitzvah v'enosa. When they could do it, here they couldn't do it. But I want to share with you, we'll close with this, that Sam Sofer has an amazing kiddush. If you look in the Parsha, there's a conversation done. What's the conversation? Yaakov says it's time to go back there, it's a throw. I have a problem. I'm married to two wives. I'm going to have to divorce one of you two. What do they respond back to him? Halo nachrios lanu. We're strangers. What kind of answer is that? Says the Chasam Sofer, combine the Ramban with the Re'im. Do you know what Yaakov Avinu says? I got a problem. We're going to go back there to Yisrael. What's going to resurface? The issue of married two sisters. You know what they say back to him? We're foreigners. What do you mean we're foreigners? It's like you ask a question about oranges. You give an answer about pears. You know what the answer is? They say, don't worry. Nachrios means we're geirim. Doesn't mean we're foreigners. We're not related. So there's no problem. We can go back. There's no problem. The Gemara says, M'sachim, when Hashem brings the Mashiach at the Suda, there's going to be great people there. Who's going to lead the benching? Can't be Avram, because he had Yishmael. Can't be Yitzchak, because he had Esav. Can't be Yaakov, because he married two sisters. Can't be Moshe, because he didn't get there to throw. Can't be Yoshua, because he didn't have a son. Only had daughters. Who's it going to be? David HaMelech. Kos Yeshua Esav, uv'shem Hashem Ekro. That's what that pasuk means. But since he married two sisters, the Gemara doesn't like it. But this is the answer that we're giving. And therefore, it's incumbent upon us to realize, combine all these elements and components that we've just laid out. The notion of never being involved in Geneva ever, no matter what the situation. And the notion of working hard, of being moral, of being ethical. The notion of looking out to help other people. And that's Rav Pinchas ben Yair, which we had in our Gemara. Remember that story? But I didn't tell you over the Yushalmi and Demai. He was walking with the Talmidim. The water opened for him and he passed by. So then, and then it quickly closed. The Talmidim said, "Can we pass through?" He said, "I want you to know something. Check in your minds, check in your memories. Have you ever hurt anybody in your life? Have you ever been mean to someone? Have you ever embarrassed someone?" The Gemara says in Bava Metzina, it certainly never embarrassed anybody. Because Rabbi Chilchus Ben Yair said to the Talmidim, if you have that in your pocket, then don't dare cross over that river. Because when a nes happens for you, your zchuyos are subtracted. But if you are deservant of that nes, then your zchuyos will not be subtracted. If you guys have been mean to people and not care and not show empathy, then don't dare cross the river. Because then you're gonna, so your zchuyos will be subtracted. But if you have been makbid always to be nice, to follow what Rachel did, that's what snias is. Snias doesn't just mean to dress properly. It means also do it in a sanua fashion. If you care about other people, you show the empathy. You never are involved in gnev or exhala, no matter what the situation. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah of chinuch, you know. There's a special mitzvah of chinuch to mechanech our kids to make sure there's no gnev ever. They are not involved in gnev. Chinuch l'gnev. In that sense, lishar lo l'chav Leah, to make sure l'hashir, to make sure that what? That Leah would not be hurt. Let me ask you a question. We'll close with this. We said we already would close, but I got to finish this with you. Let me ask you a question. Why did Yaakov wait another 7 years? He marries Rachel right away, let him get out of there in a minute. Do you ever think about that? Why do you think so? Why do you think so?
Yeah, honor his promise, though.
Okay, that's possible. Because he told Lavan he would stay. But I'll give you another reason, Benj. Maybe he could have gotten out of that because he tricked him already. Maybe he didn't have full das. What do you think Leah would have felt? Rotten. Rotten. Here he waits 7 years to marry Rachel, and he's out of there in a minute, right? How do you think Leah would have felt? That's another example of caring about what someone's feelings, of what a person's going to feel. It's not nice. When's the last time, maybe not last time, I'm just, things you got to think about. You don't know, you ask a buddy to go, you want to go get ice cream. So there's what? There's three guys there, there's a fourth guy there. The guy can't even hear you. The guy can't even hear you, ask the other three guys. You ever, does it dawn upon you? I mean, and I'm sure it does, guys, but I want you to be conscious of it. That maybe it's not nice. Maybe the guy will feel horrible. It's that type of being in tune with the midas taivas and the morals and the consciousness that Yaakov learned. And I think he learned it from the fact he didn't do it by Esav. You see the contrast in the Parsha. Last week he doesn't say a word when Esav screaming his head off. No word, silence. We almost get annihilated in Purim. This week's Parsha, you see his hakpada. So careful. Doesn't want to hurt Leah. He doesn't want to be involved in the Gneva. He starts yelling at these guys that take 5-hour lunch breaks. You see the growth from one Parsha to the next. Alavai, let us follow Yaakov Avinu and be B'nai Yaakov Avinu. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Okay, let's stop in Mincha. And we'll can, if you guys want to come to Chaburz at 5:45 in the Kol. And then